help. After helping more than 1,000 families negotiate transitions with their aging parents, help was the word I heard over and over again when families first engaged my services. Most often, they would come as the result of a crisis triggered by health or time commitments or both. So why is it that while aging is a fact of life, it comes as a surprise that our parents need to be cared for? Why do we avoid the subject only to find ourselves in crisis mode? What are we supposed to do? And how are we supposed to do it? Such questions led me to start my senior move management business in 2005. The answers to these questions, gained through well over a decade of helping seniors and families make informed and compassionate decisions for the next stage of life, led to writing this book. The goal is to make the critical information and important resources found within available to even more families in the most timely manner possible. There's much to share with you. But first, I would like to briefly tell you my family history and the stories of my first and last clients, as they so clearly demonstrate both the strong need for planning as well as what motivated me to get started in this business helping families. My mother lived alone in Baltimore. The rest of our family was scattered across the United States. After my mom suffered several falls, and I made several trips back east, we realized it was time to do something. The diagnosis of Alzheimer's moved our decision-making and helping into high gear. An assisted living community that met our standards had an opening. How could we afford it? Selling the house was the obvious answer. Thus began my first job as a senior move manager. My five sisters and I would work together to complete the monumental task of emptying the house my dad had built in 1938. We each had 1 week of vacation. Was that enough time? As it turned out, it wasn't.